You know, I really don't understand why you refuse to tell me. All you have to do is tell me who sent you. Who sent you to kill me? Who paid for you to do this? And I will let you go. I promise I will let you go. I will unshackle these myself. And you are free to leave. I don't care about you. I don't care about your involvement. You're just somebody else's puppet. You're just a hired killer. I respect you have your own job to do. But see, if you don't tell me, I will keep you here. I don't understand your reluctance. People are double-crossed every day. So my only conclusion is that you enjoy your visits with me. Perhaps. Guards, leave us. Lock the door from the outside. Stand at the end of the corridor, please. I will call when I'm ready to leave. So, this is what it comes down to. You enjoy my company. You enjoy my being here with you. What do you enjoy the most? My fingertips across your skin. How can you call this torture when I'm so gentle with you? And how can you profess to not want it when your cock tells me otherwise? When your growling and your snarling and your need and your pulling against the shackles to get your hands on me tell me otherwise? No. No, you don't. The reason you want to get your hands on me is to fuck me harder. That's all. Sweet torture is, I guess, a form of torture. But if that's the way it has to be, then it's in your hands to stop it. So let me just trail my fingertips over your chest. Come now. I know exactly where to stand so you can't grab me. I know exactly the distance between the shackles around your wrists to the wall and which direction they will move in. I know everything about your situation here. And I will not put a foot wrong. I will pleasure myself with you. In any way I choose. All you have to do to stop it, if you really don't want it, is to tell me who sent you to kill me. Maybe you didn't have any idea who I was. When I first came in the cell, your cock twitched. Your eyes widened. There was a growl in the back of your throat. Like now, as you see my nipples harden underneath the sheer white robe. You can see the junction of my thighs, that little shadow, my legs. You remember how smooth my mound is? Yes. How smooth my skin is. And if I stand from the side of you, slip behind so that I'm right up against your back. You can't move, can you? No. Poor thing. You feel my breasts against your back, my hips against your ass. And if I run my hand down between us, you can feel it moving, that rhythmic round motion as my fingers play with myself. They caress my little clit. You can growl and you can snarl at me, but you want this. You want my touch, you want my kisses, You ultimately want my pussy wrapped around you. I will keep you here, year on year, and I will use you over and over till you tell me. I like it when you growl. Oh, you see, and there it comes. I'm not afraid of you. I would gladly let you go and have you ravish me properly, have you fuck me properly, have you ruin me and break me on the floor of this very cell. All you have to do is tell me who sent you. I reach my hand around and caress your cock. How wonderful to feel it harden under my hand. So big, thick. You should be fucking me day after day. Not just once every few days when I have time to come down. Do you think about me in between? Do you sit in here and think about me sliding my pussy back onto your cock? I think about you. I can hear your voice. I can hear you calling me all the wicked, nasty sluts under the sun. But I don't care. I can see the lust you have for me. I can see how much you want to hurt me. Well, here's the thing. I want you to. I like it when it hurts. I like it when your cock is so big and spreads me that I am near to tears. I can't hold back the weeping, sobbing as it hurts, even as I come over your cock. We could be back in my bedchamber. We could be away from this cell. No shackles. Nothing between us. Nothing stopping you from wrapping your hands around my throat as you profess you wish to do. You got close once, didn't you? We just come round here and stand right in front of you and look up at you. Tell me what I want to know. Allow me to let you go, and I will take you right here, right now. I will wrap my arms around your shoulders. I will jump into your arms, wrap my legs around your waist, have you slam me against this wall right here. Look at it. Look at the wall. See me, my back pasted against it, your cock buried in my pussy, fucking me hard into the wall. Slam me into the wall and use my pussy to get every last ounce of pleasure that you want. You owe nobody, nothing on the outside. Take care of yourself. Get yourself out of here. Take what you want. I know you want me. I know you want more from this. You profess to wanting to break my little neck. Oh, yes. I look like a delicate little flower, do I? But you know and I know that I will push back just as fucking hard. And I will still, after you have debased me and fucked me and ruined me, I will still crawl across the floor, look up at you from under my lashes and beg you, please do it again and again. Oh, and again. Now, I just slide back until... Oh, until my pussy's lined up and I just rub my little slit with your cock. Oh, that's it. Pull against the restraints. I love it when your shoulders, they just They ripple with the strain. I can feel the shackles being pulled. I can hear it. I know how much you want to drill me harder and harder, and I can only push back on you so hard. Let me free you to drill my pussy the way it should be. To fuck me into the floor, into the wall. I don't care. I don't care that it will hurt. I'm not the delicate little flower you keep telling me I am. You're goading me to fuck you, whether you want to or not. Oh, and if I just... Oh, that's it. If I just... Oh, I just slide myself back onto your cock. You see, if you didn't want this, all you have to do is step back. All you have to do is step away from me and turn away, but you won't. And if I give you just enough slack, you will push your hips harder. Harder and harder into my pussy. Oh. I know you'd split my ass in two, and I would let you, but not until you tell me what I want to know, and then I will let you go. But I think you like this. I think you like me doing this to you. I think you like to feel the strain in your arms as you pull against the shackles, as you fight over and over the burning, heated sensation that you want to possess every last fucking inch of me. You want to fill me with your cum and overfill me, to feel my pussy stretched around you, to feel me sobbing in your arms as you fuck me so hard, relentless, not stopping, as the wave of orgasm comes over me over and over again, as your cock, your balls empty into me, once, twice, three times, cum everywhere, leaking out of every hole, used and abused like the dirty little slut you profess I am. I am a lady of this house. I am a lady in this community. But I will be your cock-loving little cum slut. I will be anything. Just tell me what I want to know, and I will have you the way I want you, properly. Don't you want it? Don't you want to break me? Isn't that what you said? You can feel it, can't you? You can feel your body tingling. You can feel this, for want of a better word, wolf trying to rip out through your chest and ravage the fuck out of me. To lose the gentleman, to lose the profession of everything around you, and just give in to the feral fuck. You're burning. You're burning for me. Give in. Tell me what I want to know. Fuck me properly. I'm gonna come all over your cock. Tell me what I want to know. Fill me with your cum. Fuck. To taste me off my fingers. I don't believe fuck you is a polite answer, but thank you. I think you just did. I won't stop coming down here. I love the feeling of your cock in my pussy. It fills me like nobody's ever done before. I am the polite, well-to-do, well-spoken estate owner, biggest in the county, in fact. But underneath, nobody knows how much of a little cum slut I am. So tell me, I will let you go. And let me be all the debauched, disgusting, wicked things you tell me you want to do to me and what I am. Sleep well.
Gods, I'm ready to leave.
I'll be back soon.